7 years after the 2008 melamine contamination scandal that rocked China's dairy industry, small-scale Chinese farmers are struggling to remain in the industry as they face increasing domestic and international competition. For one, there has been heavy investment by domestic dairy brands into creating their own modern dairy ranches in order to more closely control milk supply and quality. These modern ranches are behemoths, housing at least 10,000 heads of cattle and feature cutting-edge technology like robotized milking and automated systems for feed, temperature, bedding, and litter. China's Shijiazhuang Junlebao has begun construction on its own ranches in Zhangjiakou, while one of China's largest dairy firms, China Mengniu Dairy Co., has been investing in 14 modern ranches since 2013. These modern ranches are expected to phase out the small farms currently contracted with these firms, according to analyst Song Liang. Already, farmers report that dairy companies have been buying only 4/5 of their daily output since November 2014. China, furthermore, is one of the world's largest dairy importers, having imported 1.5 million tons in 9 months of 2014, a 36.5% increase from 2013. With more international free trade agreements on the way, it will become even easier for overseas suppliers to join the race. The recently concluded China-Australia Free Trade Agreement will also see the removal of all tariffs on Australian dairy products within 4 to 11 years, which will in turn lower the prices of imported milk products. Prices for Australian-made baby formula in China may fall to more than half their current price, as it did when tariffs were cut for New Zealand products in 2013. Many local Australian dairy producers, taking advantage of Australia's current good dairy reputation, are making moves to enter the Chinese market due to the pricing dominance of large supermarket chains in their own country. In May 2014, following a deal between Australia and China to expedite China's quarantine protocols, Norco Cooperative, based in Queensland, Australia, became the first company to commercially ship fresh milk directly to China. This will likely place even more of a burden on local farmers, particularly as the global surge in grain prices is set to lead to higher feed costs. For now, they can only try their best to keep up, forced to kill some cattle to cut losses or selling their product at low costs to pig farmers, while the extra milk is spilt into the earth. For Caixin Online, this is Christina Guo.